Sunrift Adventures and Historic Travelers Rest South Carolina has been outfitting the foothills for over 37 years with the best boats, bikes, tents, and more. With great brands, Sunrift has you covered for every adventure. Stop into Sunrift Adventures' unique outdoor shop and say hello today. Go to sunrift.com for more information. That's sunrift.com. Nature's Edge is brought to you by the Angler Magazine of Western North Carolina, Western North Carolina's only magazine dedicated to the fishing enthusiast. Pick one up at over 400 locations throughout Western North Carolina or visit them online at theanglermagazine.com to find out more. And be sure to follow them on Facebook, Angler Magazine of Western North Carolina. Programming support for Nature's Edge comes from the Native Watercraft, locally made fishing kayaks designed for Carolina waters and beyond. Models featuring the hands-free Propel pedal drive system, the new Slayer 12XC, perfect for fishing the French Broad, as well as a full range of kayak fishing accessories can be purchased at the Native Watercraft Factory Store at 210 Old Airport Road in Fletcher, North Carolina. Again, that is 210 Old Airport Road in Fletcher. For more details, Google Native Watercraft Factory Store.
Hey guys, Dale Stewart here with Nature's Edge. Hope everybody's doing good. Those of you that know me and know me well know that I am a huge defender of the wetlands and all wetlands, forest wetlands, wetlands on our coastal regions, bogs, mountain bogs, all that good stuff. And so I thought today would be a good time to talk about wetlands with our guests. And Lucia, pronounce your last name, Lucia.
Lucia Ibarra.
There we go. I can't roll those.
Say that again.
I can't roll those R's like
try
like
again. Lucia. Try again.
like Lucia can. But Lucia works at Dogwood Alliance, and you're an outreach program manager. And she's also the wetland wanderer, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But she's worked with several governmental agencies as a from biologist to public affairs specialist. She's worked in environmental and wildlife biology, and that's taken her all over the country and to Africa and Mexico. And she holds a master's degree in leadership studies with a concentration in organizational psychology. I don't know if that's good or not. But anyway, we can ask her about that. And from the University of San Diego, they have a neat zoo there. In addition to a Bachelor of Science in Wildlife Habitat Management from Arizona State University, in her free time, she enjoys exploring, which I kind of do, and the mountains and wetlands. Welcome to Nature's Edge.
Thank you, Dale.
Glad you were here. Let's talk a little bit about the Dogwood Alliance. Why don't you just give our listeners that may not know what that is?
Dogwood Alliance is a nonprofit organization that focuses in forest protection and wetland forest protection and connects that with community justice and climate change. So we are focusing in 14 states in the South, so that's our main focus right now.
And located in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's located in North Carolina, in Asheville, yes.
Yeah, and do that. Tell me, what do you do as the outreach manager?
So basically, my focus is wetlands. I start with the focus in wetlands and what wetlands provide as a ecosystem services, how is linked with climate change, community justice, and basically doing outreach to dissipate that information about how amazing wetlands are for our planet and for our people and our communities as well for us.
You know, again, I'm a huge, huge believer in our wetlands. And a lot of people, I think, you know, I talk about and when I speak about wetlands and I talk about the importance and how they are good for clean water and all of the great things that wetlands do. Talk a little about what is a wetland wanderer?
The Wetland Wanderer. Well, let me start. Before I start with the Wetland Wanderer, let me tell you a little bit about wetlands. The whole thing is started to do a Wetland Wanderer video blogging was because we want to really educate the public in a really fun, interactive way about what wetlands are, you know, and how, like I said before, how much the value that they provide to our community. So a little bit is how I see wetlands. Wetlands are kind of like the sponges. I look like a sponges in the filters, you know? Sponges because they are the ones, the natural systems that actually help us with flood control because they absorb water. So they're amazing for that. One of the best, assets or tools that we have for flood control. The other one is that is filters, because basically they filter all the extra nutrients and sediments and make sure that we have clean water for our downstream communities. So that's huge, which a lot of people doesn't connect those dots. And basically that's why the Wetland Wonders start, because we wanted to show all that in a fun way and really start telling people right now in this time that we have a climate crisis, how important more than ever is to focus how we use our land and what and what we focus on in creating our values and kind of shift our values and kind of like start of being extractive kind of economy, being more ecological friendly economy that will help our communities with flooding and natural disasters.
How does the Clean Water Act fit into that?
It's everything. So right now our wetlands are in a huge danger, especially the wetlands that are floodplain, which are the ones that are going to be taken out of that conservation piece if that happened. The Clean Water Act is really a threat. It's a threat for our wetlands. It's a threat if this passes, all new modifications that they're having, if that come to place, is going to be a disaster for our communities or for our climate change. Our communities, because flooding, it will be continue happily. I don't know. Have you seen, just a question, is what I tell everybody. Have you seen, just here, focus in Asheville. Have you seen Asheville in the last 2 years have more flooding than ever?
Yes.
Correct, right? And it's because, we're not taking care of our wetlands, or we are developing our wetlands, or we are not taking care of them, and therefore now this is the consequences. So taking care of our wetlands and really focusing the value and being entrepreneurs and innovators in how change could be. I mean, I'm not telling people, hey, let's not develop, let's not like grow our economy. Yeah, let's grow our economy and let's do something about it with an innovative new lens of how we're going to do things. I mean, we can do ecosystem services, kind of thinking other ways of how to bring money to your land instead of logging, which kills our wetlands.
Yeah. Yeah, I of course, totally agree with everything you're saying, Lucia. And I'm a big believer in looking to nature to also help us solve some of our human problems and how nature solves problems. And the wetlands is a great example of how nature cleans its water, how it recirculates things, how it deals with issues. And I think it's time that we really took a hard look at that and said, okay, how can we A, protect that, and how can we help, you know, the wetlands to continue to do what they're doing, which basically is leave them alone and go from there. So So we've talked a little bit about why, you know, wetlands are important to people and all that. How important is grassroots work that people are out there doing to what you're trying to accomplish?
It's super important to people understand that. And I think Dogwood Alliance is a community grassroots organization. And we are connecting that, letting people know about leaving wetlands alone, like natural, in their natural habitat, is more valuable to us than ever. And in our video, in the Wetland Wonder video, is what I show. I go and visit these amazing places that we have here in the South. And I went to South Carolina, I visited two amazing places. One was the Francis Beiler Forest.
Yes.
That is in around Colombia, mm-hmm. and is kind of run by the Audubon Society as a sanctuary. Right. And is located in the Four Hole Swamp. So I went there and I had so much fun seeing all these amazing animals and birds
everywhere.
That was the most amazing thing that I haven't seen, and the beauty that those the wetlands provide is not just, you know, a lot of people think swamps are kind of have like this kind of image or being dangerous and kind of like ugly or yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a waste of land. So the wetland wanderer is basically telling people, hey, let me show you. This is not what you think. And it's kind of like grassroots, you know, educational, telling people what's going on there and showing the value that these wetlands provide. Besides, of course, you know, biodiversity is huge.
Yes.
In the sense of what they provide. Because a healthy, let me tell you something. So if you hunt, if you in the South, we know that people love to hunt and fish, right? And bear watch and hike. So if you are a hunter, bear watcher, or fisherman, or you just wanna enjoy nature, biodiversity is essential because basically biodiversity means many species of fauna and flora or plants and animals that live in a thriving ecosystem. And if that ecosystem is not thriving, you know, they will start dying off or go to extinction. So if you really want to like hunt and birdwatch and fish, hey, let's preserve these amazing wetlands and leave them alone. Because right now, wetlands has huge threats. And our threats, of course, are several. Climate change, developing agriculture. And now a huge one is the wood pellet industry.
Yes.
And I can tell you a little bit more about that. And basically what the wood pellet industry is, we have seen that they go to wetlands and take all this hardwood and basically convert it into pellets that are shipped to Asia and in Europe to use for energy. So we are deforesting our own forest here in the South to ship to Europe. And I don't know if you know this, but in the Wetland Wanderer video, I just say that we have 35 million of acres in the entire South.
Yes.
Let's preserve this beauty. And so the Wetland Wandering goes through around all these areas and basically do outreach in a way in educating and telling people what's going on and actually bringing people to those amazing places that I go and explore.
Yeah, I do that as well. I try to get people out there. And of course, I grew up in South Louisiana in the swamp. I grew up in
the
marsh.
Nice, I was just there.
Yeah, and I you know, started out paddling a P-row through the Atchafalaya swamps and the Atchafalaya Basin. So I feel perfectly at home in that type of an environment. And then as I grew up and got out of college and started wandering myself around this great planet of ours and paddling rivers and swamps and marshes. And I really did that, A, to learn for myself and to see how nature dealt with things. But also, when I would come back, you know, I was always invited to speak and talk to people about the importance of that. And also talk to people about one of the things that I've really learned and seen nature do. Nature has an amazing ability, as you know, to recover itself. If we just kind of leave it alone and get away from it, but people don't understand that it does that. They and sometimes, as you know, we tend to overmanage things or get too involved with things. But the wetlands. I'm going to have to go do a wetland wanderer video with you.
Of course, you had to come. So our next one, I'm thinking to, we have visited, like I say, the Francis Beiler Forest. We did the Congaree National Park in South Carolina as well. And then we did in Wake County, Robinson Mill Pond. It's about 20 minutes from Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
beautiful. I went with the director from North Carolina Wetlands Association, and he showed me around, and it was amazing. So I would love for you to come with me and be the guest of the Wetland Wanderer.
We can do that.
Guess what? I just came from Alabama, Mississippi, and little pick for everybody, but don't say anything. So our next Wetland Wanderer video is going to be in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
Going to see an amazing old tree. And this time we are in the swamps, people. Like in the other ones, I'm in a kayak or kind of like dry, you know. This one, the water is in my knee. So yeah, so that's the next one. But the four one, you should really come with me. Where are we going?
I don't know. We'll pick a spot. I'm like you. If there's wetlands there, I'll go. And and I've always got a kayak with me. I have an inflatable that I keep in my van, and if not, I'll have two on top. So we're good to get out there and good to go on that. So
super exciting. Yeah. Dale, like going with somebody super knowledgeable and, you know, show me around those areas that you probably
I can take
like
you
love.
To some places. Yeah. And have you been to the Okefenokee or to the Everglades?
You just read my mind. So that's in my list. So if you
I know
think,
it will.
You know it well?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that one.
We can do that. I even know a good sound man that we can drag along with us. You know anybody for us?
Maybe one or two.
that could do that. How do people get involved with both Dogwood Alliance, and how do they get involved if they want to really learn more about wetlands? What's the best way for them to get involved with you guys?
Well, if they want to go for knowledge and education, we do several outreach sometimes, and we put it out there in our webpage and Facebook. So social media for sure is like a really great way for us to get in contact with us and know what we're doing as an event locally. But also in our webpage is amazing. Our webpage has actually videos, take action. If you really want to take action, like right now we're like basically fighting with Enviva, which is one of the big pallet producers. They're really developing. Actually, they want to build a huge plant in Mississippi, where you're from.
Yeah.
And it's threatening those communities because of the clean air, clean water, and I can go on, but that's another show. So if they want to know about it, take action, do something, go to our webpage, and it's actually on the top is buttons that you say take action, look the videos. Like if you want to see all the Wetland Wanderer videos that we have three right now, they're there. If you want to donate, it's there. So everything is so easy. Or you can contact me directly, and I will love to contact you with the person that you, depending what you're looking for, I will be the person to kind of connect you, or myself, I can just tell you anything about Wetlands Forest.
Do you go into schools? Do you do school programs? The school year is kind of coming to an end, but if somebody wanted to, I know you guys bound to speak at a school if somebody wanted you to come, huh?
Definitely. Like if somebody needs a person for us to talk, we'll do that. We actually, we just went to the university and boom, yeah. We did a video kind of presentation for all the students. And the other one, I just came back from, I don't know, it's a local zip lining business here that they were inviting us to talk to their own employees about the importance of wetland and forest. So that was awesome. So I love all these people. So if you guys invite us, anybody from schools to business to whatever you guys want to like know, we're there. So definitely.
Well, I was at Western Carolina University yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Yes, for us, like
talking about water and wetlands and all those kind of things. So so people can, if they go to the website, and the website is what, dogwoodalliance.org?
Correct. Yeah. www.dogwoodalliance.org. And then also over there, if you go to staff, they will like tell you all the people that's working there. You can find myself, Lucia Ibarra. and then or call and just Sasha Mitchell, which is the person that will probably answer the phone. My extension is 2500. So I definitely will be able to answer any calls, or Sasha will send you to the right person.
Yeah.
So please call.
Or get in touch with me. I'll track them down.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I know where they are. And to do that. Lucille, what else you want to talk about? You got anything? We've talked about wetlands, and maybe people don't really understand what a forest wetland is compared to another wetland that they might see on the coast.
Well, the difference is how they look, of course, in the vegetation and where they're located, but this is the same thing.
Yeah.
They do the same thing. But basically, forested wetlands will be like along the rivers, you know, kind of when you see a beautiful river and so you see all these trees around it, that will be an example, that easy example that you can, you know, they will be like a forested wetland.
Have you done some wetlands in other countries?
Not as the wetland wanderer. But actually, I have done a lot of research in another states here in United States and Mexico.
Yeah. Well, but I know your accent. You're not from the South. I mean, you are from way south.
Yeah, I'm way south. But yes, of course, my accent is from Mexico, and super proud. And I just ended up here in the United States because I was able to come here to the United States and do my career. I mean, you know, like my
sure.
university and my master's. And I ended up here having just dissipating the word about like an education.
You
about
like
the
Asheville?
Wetlands.
Do you like
I
Asheville?
I love Asheville. Yeah. I've been living in many states because of my research.
Sure.
I used to be a contractor and an independent contractor, and also work for several agencies from the federal government to the state. So I was moved a lot, and one of the amazing my first job in wetlands was with Game and Fish in Arizona, and I loved it.
Yeah. Arizona is a neat state. I enjoy going out there a lot and do go out there a lot. It has been great having you on Nature's Edge.
Thank you so much.
And we will absolutely have to do this again. Maybe what we need to do is go to a wetlands and actually record a show in the wetlands.
That sounds fantastic. Yes, let's do it.
And we can do that. Well, Forrest can do that. You and I just have to paddle and talk on microphones, but he knows how to do all that technical stuff and could do that. So
let's do this. We're going to Okinawa.
Yep.
Finoki.
We could. Oh yeah, Okinawa Finoki is great, and I've paddled it all over it, and I know a lot about it. And we'll have to do that, guys. This has been Dale Stewart with Nature's Edge, and I appreciate you listening. I will be here next time, and as you know, as I say, run wild, run free, my friends. See you later.
Visit naturesedgemedia.com. You can check out podcasts, videos, lecture archives from Dale, and much more. Thank you for listening to Nature's Edge with Dale Stewart, brought to you by Angler Magazine of Western North Carolina.